Welcome to Echoes of Enlightenment, where we talk about spirituality, life lessons, and overall self-development. In today's episode, I wanted to discuss steps you should take before starting a family. I thought this would be an informative topic we could have today about family, having kids. Because there's a lot to know and a lot that should go into it before kids are brought into this world. That nobody even tells us about, or we think we even need to know. Because it starts out as an imagination. And I'm speaking from a man's point of view, but this is universal. This is universal. Because everybody at the end of the day wants to, you know, the happy family, the 2 to 3 kids, and the white picket fence with the house. And that there's nothing wrong with that. Well, you know, that's kind of the, I would say, like, American dream. But the part that most people don't realize is that that's an imagination. And it's slightly a fantasy. And it's nothing wrong with having a vivid imagination, you know, have an exciting imagination of the future you want to embark on, or even bring a fantasy into fruition. But what if that imagination or that fantasy is not actually what the reality is? What does that do to your world when your fantasy doesn't match the reality? And that fantasy you had doesn't match that reality, and that reality is a lifelong decision you've made based on a fantasy or an imagination that you've dreamt up. So what I've been thinking about is, this is an idea to where we can make the fantasy that you build up in your head of how this fantasy type life become reality, become your reality. But it's going to take a lot of work, pre-work, before you even get. And I'm mainly talking about the kids part, before you bring kids into this world. Because a house, you can always interchange. You can always sell a house. You can always remodel it. But when you have a kid, there's two people involved, for the most part, that have to work as one for the best outcome for the kid and each other. So when you go into the relationship, you got to remember that everybody's putting, both people are putting their best foot forward. Best foot forward, you know, everybody's putting in a lot of effort to make things right, and there's a lot of grace being given and a lot of patience that people are having in this time. But the real deal is once everybody settles in, where the new car smell wears off, that's when the real work begins as a couple. But what I'm thinking is, before you even begin to look for a suitor to have a relationship with, and once you find that suitor, then you want to have the kid, or maybe even the house first. But either way it goes, you have to pick the right person in order to have a successful parenting experience that you imagined in your fantasy. Because it's a different story just when you imagine something being, you know, a certain way, and then the reality doesn't turn out that way. Then you have no idea where you're headed, which direction you're headed. And it's a whole different experience than what you planned. So what I've realized is, before you even get into the relationship, you have to become the best version of yourself. You have to go back and look at your own childhood and go through that and see what hangups you have. Even go, you know, if you can, ask your parents, like, what kind of kid was I? What, you got to learn who you are first and try to become the best version. Heal. You got to become the best version of yourself. And one, you'll never become the best version of yourself because we're always evolving. But as we evolve, try to be the best version of the new evolution of yourself. And in like past episodes, and as you evolve and you heal from different situations, it helps your discernment when picking a person that you would like to date for your relationship. While you're picking this person, they're also being attracted to you by the law of vibration. Because as you heal, your vibration heightens. Your energy is lighter. So you're vibrating at a higher rate and you're attracting a higher quality person that has done the same amount of work that you've done, but, you know, just different, their own personal work. So after you discerned, just, you know, talk to this person and make sure that this person is kind of the right person that you want to be with, and vice versa, and y'all are both vibrating high, y'all both dedicated to working on yourself, then this is where the hard work comes in, because you've already kind of done the hard work by yourself. Relationships, they should be super easy, but I think if you're just dating, they can be pretty easy. But once you think about bringing a kid into the world, it's always going to be work. And it's probably not going to match that fantasy you had. But this is the closest you can get to it by going about it this way. Is working on yourself first. Being at the most high vibrational state you can be in first before you even meet the mom or the dad, the person you're going to date. Date them for a while until the newness wears off. For sure. And then when you even start talking about kids, live like you have a kid before you have kids. What I mean is, start talking about schools before you even have a kid. Start talking about, you know, your religion and all this stuff. Even go shopping. See how y'all do going to pick out clothes together. Go to parks. You don't even have kids yet. Just go to the parks and see which parks y'all even choose. Talk about me like, oh, it's live, but you don't want him or her to go down. Oh, that one's like, oh, no, that one's dangerous. You might even start having little arguments about just the slides. Go to the zoo. Live like you have a kid without the kid being here in this world. Go to Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, don't be a weird person, you know. But just start doing things, because you're going to have to, because this is a whole different lifestyle. The thought about it is way different than the reality of the situation. And some people could be like, well, why don't you get a dog first? But, you know, a dog is not the same as a kid. You can't take dogs to the zoo and then, you know, just, you gotta, well, like, they're animals, but the bottom line is you gotta live exactly out, just like a trial. You have to, and don't you, you know, be like, oh, well, I have a niece or a nephew. Let me just see them for a week. No, I mean, just the thing is that still doesn't do the trick. Even wake up in the middle of the night and go make a bottle, even that you don't have a kid. See how grumpy, and then stay up for 45 minutes or an hour. And just sit there, you know, while you're tired. And then still have to go to work. Do the whole thing like as if, even have like a teddy bear or something that mimics having, you know, a kid. Just so you can actually see what you're getting yourself into. See how you get along with your partner. Because the thing is, if you're not getting along with your partner, that whole experience that you're dreaming up in your head is not going to match your reality. And now everybody has to pay the consequence of the fantasy. But until next time.